由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你收听《天路导向》。
We have begun to be on the road together, looking at the awesomeness of God.
我们今天要继续在天路上面去看一下上帝有多么的伟大和美善。
And we are studying Psalm 139.
而我们在这里研读的诗篇是诗篇第139篇。
And in the last broadcast, we saw that God is present everywhere at the same time.
我们在上次节目当中，我们见到上帝是几咁嘅无处不在。
He's omnipresent.
他是无处不在的。
This is just one characteristic of the awesomeness of God.
但是这一个只是上帝伟大嘅特性嘅其中之一。
Last time we learned that God knows everything.
上次的节目当中，我们也都讲过上帝是无所不知的。
Everywhere in the world, all at once.
无论何时何地。
That means he is omniscient.
上帝都可以全部知道，证明他是全知的。
He knows every minute detail of our lives.
他知道我们生命当中每一个瞬间的细节。
And he also takes care of every detail in our lives.
他更加看顾我们生命当中的每一个细节。
The word omnipresence summarizes verses 7 to 12 of Psalm 139.
无所不在一个词语呢，是总结了诗篇第139篇第7到12节的内容。
The psalmist David does not feel like a prisoner when he reflects on the awesomeness of God.
诗人大卫在描述上帝的伟大全能的时候，并不觉得自己是一个囚犯。
Despite the fact that he knows that he is hemmed in,
但是他知道他自己被包围的。
But he does not feel like a prisoner.
不过他并不感到自己是被囚禁。
Because he knows that God is inside the fence with him.
因为他知道上帝是与他同在。
He is right there inside the fence, not on the outside looking in.
上帝同佢喺篱笆里面，而唔系置身度外。
There's a story about a mother who punished her two-year-old toddler.
有个故事呢，就讲到有一个妈妈要责罚佢嗰个两岁大嘅小朋友。
So she put him in a playpen and said to him, "Stay there."
佢就将个小朋友放喺围栏里面，叫佢。你留喺度啦。
But grandpa comes in to visit.
但係啱啱好阿公公就过咗嚟啦。
The little sneaky fellow says, "Grandpa, up, 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 grandpa."
跟住呢一个顽皮嘅小朋友就大声叫公公抱我抱我抱我。
And grandpa was about to pick him up.
跟住呢当个公公呢正要抱起佢嘅时候。
But the boy's mother said, "No, father, he is being punished."
个小朋友嘅妈妈就话：，诶，爸爸，你唔好抱佢，我罚紧佢啊。
And the little fella just kept on saying, "Up, grandpa, up, grandpa."
但系呢一个小朋友仲喺度不断咁样叫话：，公公抱我啊，公公抱我啊。
Grandpa was at a dilemma.
跟住嗰个时候，阿公公真系好为难啊。
He did not want to break the rules of his daughter's household.
佢唔想破坏个女屋企里面嘅规矩。
But his heart wanted.To lift up the boy.
但是同时他又好想抱起个孙。
So he finally found a way to be with his grandson.
最尾他就想了一个同埋个孙一起的办法。
He said, "Well, I cannot pick him out of the playpen."
他说虽然我不能够抱个孙出来。
But I can get inside the playpen.
但是我能够走入去那个围栏里面。
And that's exactly what he did.
于是他就这样做了。
My beloved friend, I want to tell you, God is right there inside with you, wherever you may be.
亲爱的听众朋友，让我告诉你，无论你在哪里，上帝都在你的身边。
We saw in the last program that true freedom is not getting your way.
我哋喺上次嘅节目，我哋见到真正嘅自由并唔系为所欲为。
But it is knowing what the will of God is for your life and yielding to it.
乃系要明白上帝喺你生命里面嘅旨意，并且顺服佢。
There is something else here, my listening friend, that is very important for you to remember.
喺度咧有一个重点需要你记住噶。
There is no mental place or physical place you can go to that God is not there.
在你思想和身体可以到达的地方，上帝都是无所不知的。
There is no place where your children or your family can go to that God is not there.
在你的小朋友和你的家人能够去到的地方，上帝都在这里。
Sometimes we play games with our heads.
有时呢，我们很喜欢用脑的。
And we think that we can go to places where God is not.
以为自己能够找到一个上帝都去不到的地方。
Jonah is a good example of that.
例如约拿啦。
Jonah removed himself geographically and went somewhere else.
约拿是那个大鱼那个先知啦，被隻鱼吞了落肚的先知。跟着那时上帝呼召他去东方，但是他就走去西方，以为上帝会不记得他。
And he thought God would forget about Jonah's call.
他以为上帝会忘记了上帝自己对他的呼召。
But God had to bring him back to the place of obedience.
但是上帝最后借着条大鱼让他走回入去信服的境地。
Adam and Eve hid from God.
亚当和夏娃是躲避上帝的面。
They thought if they just got out of the way that God would forget where they were.
他们以为只要躲在上帝就会忘记他们。
But God didn't.
但是上帝是没有忘记他们的。
He knew exactly where they were.
他知道亚当和夏娃躲了去哪。
And he brought them to the place of confronting their sin.
他亦都要亚当和夏娃走出来面对自己的罪。
Solomon tried to lavish upon himself a luxurious lifestyle.
阿所罗门那个时候奢侈无道。
He thought that this would get God to forget about him.
他以为上帝就会忘记他。
But ultimately he said, oh, how foolish that was.
他啊，最后在老的时候竟然会说，哎，我真是蠢了。
The only way really to be contented is to be in relationship with God.
原来得到满足的唯一途径就是要与神同行。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully to what God said through Jeremiah in Jeremiah 23:24.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听下上帝在耶利米书第23章第24节讲的说话。
Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him? Declares the Lord.
耶和华说，人岂能在隐密处那里去躲起让我看不见他呢？
Do I not fill the heavens and the earth? Declares the Lord.
耶和华又说，我岂不是充满天地的吗？
He is everywhere.
上帝无所不在。
David said,
大卫呢就曾经这样讲过，
There is no place where God is not.
没有一个地方是上帝不在的。
There is no place that God is not in control.
没一个地方是上帝不掌管的。
And in verse 8 he said that even in the place of the dead, God is supreme.
第八节里面讲过，就算是阴间，上帝都在那里掌权。
In verse 9,
在第九节里面呢，又讲什么呢？
He said, where the sun rises and sets, God is there.
大卫说，在日出日落的地方上帝都掌权。
In verse 10,
第十节那里又讲什么呢？
He said, at the bottom of the ocean, God's hand leads and protects.
他说，上帝在海极之处，即是海最深的地方，都会伸手引导保护。
What about when it is dark and our fears and loneliness are all exaggerated?
即使是黑暗、恐惧、孤独是环绕着我们。
What about when our problems seem far larger in proportion than in the daytime?
即使我们的问题好像已经超越了我们的极限。
What about when we feel abandoned?
即使我们觉得被遗弃。
What about when we think nobody understands the enormity of our problem?
即使我们觉得没人能够体会我们的处境。
David said, but God is there.
大卫说上帝仍然在这里。
He is not missing.
上帝并没有失踪。
He is in the darkest areas of your life and in the secret places.
上帝就在你生命当中最黑暗最隐密的角落里面。
Because darkness and light to God are the same.
因为黑暗和光明对上帝看来是一样的。
You cannot hide from him.
你根本不能够去躲避他的面。
When an unbeliever really comprehends God's omnipresence,
当一个不信的人是真正了解上帝的无所不在的时候，
it can be a frightening thing.
这一件是可以是一件很恐怖的事。
But to the believer,
但是对相信上帝的人来讲呢，
It is the most wonderful thing in the world.
这件却是世界上面最美丽、最美丽的事。
It is most comforting to know that God is with you wherever you are.
因为知道上帝永远与你同在是几咁值得安慰啊。
He is Emmanuel, God with us.
他的名称叫做以马内利，就是上帝与人同在。
He is the great I am, He is with us.
他的名字就是我是，跟住就是代表他永远与我们同在。
He is the one who said, Lo, I am with you always.
他就是那位说过不用怕，我必定永远与你同在的上帝。
He is the one who said, Fear not, for I am with you.
他就是那位说不用去害怕，因为我就是你的上帝的那位上帝。
Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
他说我必定去加力量给你，我就是你的上帝。
I will strengthen you and I will help you.
我必定会加力量给你，我必定去帮助你。
And I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
我必定去用我的公义的右手来扶持你。
You cannot get away from him.
其实你今天呢，绝对是不能够躲避上帝的。
Have you ever reflected on the awesomeness of God's presence?
你有没有试过去思想上帝是几咁嘅无处不在呢？
Do you realize that because He is everywhere, we are not left without adequate resources for all of our needs?
你有没有意识到因为上帝嘅无所不在，所以我哋就无所缺乏呢？
Listen to me, my listening friend.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细去听我讲。
If you are in the will of God,
如果你是在上帝的旨意当中生活的话，
you will never lack God's provision.
你就会永远得着上帝的供应。
Memorize this old saying because it's true.
请你记住我要讲的东西，因为全部都是正确的。
The will of God will never lead you to where the hand of God cannot keep you.
你是会知道上帝的旨意一定不会将你带到去一个他的手没办法保护你的地方。
The will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you.
上帝的旨意一定不会将你带到去一个他的恩典没办法去供应你的地方。
The Apostle Paul's sense of the awesomeness of God sustained him through tough times in his life.
保罗已经察觉到上帝的爱对他几咁嘅至大可畏，让他可以得着支持，度过咗生命当中的艰难同埋困苦。
He dealt with some treacherous people who were out to kill him.
佢咧就系去抵挡咗嗰啲嘅凶神恶煞想杀佢嘅人。
He dealt with some treacherous situations in the shipwreck and on land.
佢就能够喺海上面、陆地里面去面对任何嘅惊涛骇浪。
And in the middle of it all，
而喺每一次嘅困难当中
，In Acts chapter 18 verses 9 and 10， he heard the audible voice of the Lord Jesus。
嗰个喺每一次嘅困难当中啊。他呢在《使徒行传》第十八章九至十节就记载了他是亲耳听到主耶稣的声音这么说。
Do not be afraid, Paul.
保罗你不用
怕。But speak and do not keep silent.
只需要说出来不要闭口不言。
For I am with you and no one will attack you and hurt you.
因为我和你一起没人能够落手去伤害你。
No wonder the Apostle Paul testifies to this years later as he was getting ready to die.
难怪保罗能够松容面对殉道的见证，直到今日仍然是能够传到今日。
He was in the prison writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4.
提摩太后书第四章其实就是保罗在监狱里面写信给提摩太的。
He said, Timothy, although no one stood with me,But all forsook me, yet the Lord stood with me, he strengthened me.
他说提摩太没人来帮我，竟然都离弃了我，只有主站在我的身边加给我力量。
God is with you at work as he is in the church.
今天要讲的是上帝不单止在教会，亦都在你的工作场合。
God is with you in the kitchen as he is with you in the church.
上帝是在教会里面同你同在，亦都在你的厨房里面同你同在。
Reflect on the awesomeness of God's presence all the time.
请你是能够每日去思想上帝无所不在的伟大属性。
And you will fear no circumstances.
跟着你面对任何的环境都不需要再害怕。
You will fear no loneliness or opposition.
你亦都唔需要再惧怕孤独或者压迫。
You are not going to fear, period.
你唔需要再惧怕句号。
Because God is with you.
因为上帝与你同在。
The third awesome thing about God is in verses 13 to 18.
在第13节到第18节就讲到上帝第三个伟大的特性。
And it is the awesomeness of God's power.
就是上帝的全能啊。
God is not only omniscient and omnipresent.
上帝不单只是无所不知，是无所不在的。
He is omnipotent.
他亦都是无所不能的。
He is all powerful.
他是全能的上帝。
He can do all things, not just some things.
他能够做完所有的事而不是受限制的。
Here David thinks about the awesomeness and the unlimited power of God.
当大卫去想到上帝那种伟大无穷的能力的时候。
And he applies that to nature.
他就很自然想到去大自然了。
The heavens declare the glory of your name.
诸天要述说上帝的荣耀。
Here he takes that power of God and applies it to the miracle of childbirth.
当他去见到上帝的能力的时候，就想到婴孩的出生是几咁的奇妙。
The awesomeness of God's power in childbirth can never be fully comprehended by medical science.
就算到今日，上帝透过生命的繁衍彰显出来的能力，至今医学界都未有办法完全了解。
The birth of a child is the crown of God's creation.
那个小朋友的出生，其实就是可谓上帝的创造之冠。
In verses 13 to 18 of Psalm 139,
在诗篇第139篇第13节到第18节当中
David tells us that God is the author of life.
大卫就同我哋讲啊，话上帝就系生命嘅缔造者。
He is the one who formed our inward parts.
佢就系创造我哋一切嘅心肝脾肺肾一切嘅内脏噶。
He is the one who arranges our genetic structure.
就系佢为我哋安排我哋嘅基因结构，我哋嘅 DNA。
And in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, God said,
而上帝在耶利米书一章五节里面讲，
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
当我未将你放在妇女的腹中里面，我已经认识你。
God forms us in the womb.
是上帝呢，就是将我们去造成这样样的。
And he knew us before we were formed.
佢亦都咧喺呢一个我哋被创造承认成为小朋友之前，佢已经认识我哋。
Here God is saying that He shaped us together the way we are。
上帝喺度讲就系话，佢系将我哋创造成今日呢一个样噶。
He formed us before we became an embryo。
就算我哋未成为胚胎之前，佢已经塑造我哋。
My listening friend, I want you to focus with me on some awesome facts here.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你同我一起去注意下几点伟大的事实。
Did you know that there are 10 million nerve cells in the brain?
你知不知我们的大脑里面有1000万个神经细胞啊？
And that there are 300,000 separate nerve endings in the body?
而在人体里面就散布了三十万个神经的尾尾。
There are 200 bones.
200嚿骨头。
And 500 different muscles.
还有500种肌肉。
And they all designed to work perfectly together.
他们都是完美地配搭去运作。
It is a perfect miracle of God.
这个就是上帝完美的神迹。
Verse 16 teaches us that God made us the way we are.
16节那里讲过，上帝将我们造成这样。
Therefore, we must accept ourselves for who we are.
所以我们一定要接受我们自己就是这样的人。
We should not try to be somebody else.
我们不应该不断去模仿其他人，想要成为第二个人。
We must use what God has given us instead of complaining about what we don't have.
我们必须呢去时常去纪念上帝赐给我们那些的恩赐，而不是去抱怨上帝没有给到我们的东西。
Jesus teaches us the same thing in the parable of the talents.
如果你看过耶稣讲过有关恩赐的比喻的时候，他也都提过同样的教训。
That God does not give the same number of talents to everybody.
上帝并没有为所有的人赐下相同的恩赐。
Some of us have more, some of us have less.
有些人多一点，有些人少一点。
And God is not going to judge us on how many talents we have.
上帝亦都不是按照我们的恩赐的数量来衡量我们。
Oh, but my listening friend, he is going to judge us on how faithful we were with the talents that he gave us.
我们呢可以见到呢，上帝是按照他给我们的恩赐，是去看看我们是不是忠心这样去衡量我们。
So my listening friend, let me challenge you as I conclude.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，在我结束的时候呢，希望和你去提出一个挑战。
Don't complain to God for the way you are.
请你不要为你的现状去向上帝抱怨。
That is the way he made you.
这个就是上帝要将你造成的样。
Ask him to use you to accomplish his purpose for which he made you.
你只需要去求他使用你去完成他做你的时候的计划。
Have you reflected on the awesomeness of God's power?
你有没有去思想过上帝那种伟大的能力呢？
Next time we will discuss God's judgment as we continue this series of messages on the awesomeness of God.
下一次我们将会再看看上帝伟大特性的另外一面，就是上帝的审判。
I hope that you'll tune in.
希望你能够在那个时候继续收听我们的节目。
And then tell a friend about this broadcast so he or she can listen also.
亦都将这个信息带给你的亲朋好友，邀请他们一起去收听。那在这里送上一首诗篇139篇的歌给你，就是展开清晨的翅膀。
主耶和华，你已经检查了我，我坐下我起来，你都已晓得。我行路我躺卧，你都心肠。你也深知我一切所行，我舌头上的话你没有一句不知道。你在我天空环绕着我，安守在我身上。这样的奇妙是我不能测透，你的至高你的尊贵是我永远不能所及。我可以往哪里去躲避你的灵？我可以往哪里去逃可躲避你的影？我若展开清晨的翅膀飞到地极，双手也必引导我。
我舌头上的话你没有一句不知道。在我前后环绕着我，安守在我身上。这样的奇妙是我不能测透，你的至高你的尊贵是我永远不能所及。
各位亲爱的听众朋友，上帝必定去引导我们，因为呢他是认识我们，他是了解我们每一个人。咁喺度，如果你想同我哋分享喺诗篇139篇嘅领会，欢迎你写信嚟到香港九龙大有街1号10楼，或者去电邮去 liangyou@liangyou， 就系良友嘅汉语拼音。咁联络我万峰或者麦克牧师，我哋就会尽快去回复你噶啦。喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你，下次节目再会。